Welcome to the New Breed Christian Community, where we're dedicated to deepening your spiritual walk and empowering you to live in the fullness of Christ. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a regular part of our community, we're so glad you're here. Get ready for an inspiring session as we dive into the Word of God together, growing stronger in faith and closer to our Savior. Let's begin this journey of transformation and spiritual maturity as we get into the Word of God by our lead steward.
Precious Jesus, we are here for you. Speak to us clearly. Change our lives from this meeting in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, change our lives from this meeting in the name of Jesus. Light a fire and a glory in every spirit here, in every soul here, in every heart here, that won't be quenched for eternity in the name of Jesus. Launch your children, launch every one of us into a victory that will be endless in the name of Jesus. Into a victory that will have no end in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Elijah told Elisha, if you can see me when I'm being taken up, the double portion will be yours. If you can see me, I've come to discover you need a sensitive heart to know when God is in your corridor. Are you getting me? You need a sensitive heart to know when God is close to you. You know, this meeting reminds me of something. Of the last time Benny Hinn was in Nigeria. I don't know, 2017, I was pulled. I saw that program. I said, I must be there. I knew I have to be there. I had to be there. And just before the program was concluded, out of nowhere, he just came to where I was standing. Just about 5-6 of us, and prayed for us. I remember that day, I fell on my tab. My tab screen broke. My tablet broke. But I went back home and I knew something came on me. I'm telling you. I knew from that day that I was launched into something supernatural. I pray for you. Today will be that day. Today will be that day. Don't take this season lightly. Even tomorrow morning, don't take it lightly. I'm not trying to scare you. Are you with me? I'm just trying to get you to be serious. I'm not trying to get you to be afraid. I want to share some special things today, but even though it will be a deviation from what we learned yesterday, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a way to wrap up what we said yesterday, deviate a little bit, and talk about today's emphasis. Amen. I want to explain why some people, in spite of what we talked about yesterday, don't seem to live in the reality of the divine life. Because now, after talking about the secret of change by the word yesterday, while meditating, I was thinking, I know somebody will be saying, but Pastor, why is it that some people don't still live in the reality of these things we talked about? Oh God. Father, we thank you because your word is gaining preeminence in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you what the devil wants to do, which he has already, maybe probably already done in our generation. In many circles. Do you remember that time, or have you read that scripture that Jesus said to Peter, Peter, the devil wants to sift you like wheat. Have you read that thing before? He says, but I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. You know, when I read that verse, what comes to my mind? You know, when you are trying to sift garri or wheat or grain, what happens is that a sift is that instrument you use to separate the smaller particles from the bigger particles. And so, when you put that grain or the wheat or sieve into the sifter, the tiny particles, they fall through it. And what you are left is with the semblance of the grain. Are you with me? All the smaller particles inside the grain is gone. By the time you are done sifting, you can't eat with that thing that is left. Are you getting me? When the Bible says, Peter, the devil has planned to sift you like wheat. He wants to make you look like you are there, but all the small ingredients that make you together is gone. Are you getting me? And that is why, that's why we are living in a generation where too many people are talking about God, but when you look at their life, no evidence. See, the semblance is there, but the smaller particles, the thing that makes it work, the small ingredients, are you getting me? Those small things that when you put together, you know, somebody said, is all this, it doesn't matter, that makes people not to matter. Are you getting me? And so I want to talk about something. Because I can talk about what we mentioned yesterday. How the secret of change is in the word. But somebody is saying, I'm hearing the word, but I'm not changing. Are you sure? One of the things missing in the lives of many Christians that makes it look like the word of God is not effective is the lack of meditation. Say after me, meditation. Say it again, meditation. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of thy word, it giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance. Not just the hearing. Not just the preaching. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But the entrance. You know, the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 2, it says, his word entered into me and set me upon my feet. It entered into me. Hey. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Meaning they come from the realm of the spirit and they have life-giving abilities. Hey. They have life-giving abilities. That word can produce something. You know, what I want to say, okay, married couples, anyone barring under the sound of my voice, receive fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Whether for yourself or for somebody in proxy. There is something they call, when a person, maybe a couple is trying to have children, there could be many factors. One of the factors is called ED, erectile dysfunction. Meaning, the organ of the male required to transmit sperm into the body of the woman or where the body of the woman for there to be a fertilization is not working. See, I know, sorry to use that example, that vulgar example, but please, do you know that it happens spiritually too? Somehow, the word of God doesn't just enter into people.
Listen to what I'm saying. He doesn't enter. That was the parable that Jesus was trying to teach in Matthew 13. That when you hear the word of God preached, only 25% receives it. He says, some was sown by the wayside. Some was sown on stony ground. Some was sown on thorns. And some were sown on the good ground. That means there were four classes of hearts. Are you listening to me? Four classes. Wayside. Stony ground. Thorns. And good ground. That means only 25%. And even among the good ground, there were still different classes. There was 30-fold. There was 60-fold. And there was 100-fold. See. You know. I'm taking my time because this is important. Man of God, this is important. I've come to discover if the word of God does not enter people, even after you stone them anointing, they fall. After they get a miracle, 2 years later, they are back to square one. That is why the lives of so many people are not changing. I'm telling you. See, I've been pastoring, and beyond pastoring, I've been a Christian for a long time. I'm an old Christian, at least to some extent, I'm an old Christian. I got born again in 2005, but I was in church long before 2005. What does that tell you? There were people that were in church. I knew them. They were my uncles. They were my deacons. Are you guys what I'm saying? We walk on for the conference. Our bishop will preach. People will shout, hey! Sometimes people will jump on their chairs. We will dance around. 5 years later. See, I never knew there was a problem until I began to receive the word of God myself too. When the word of God began to grow in me, the Bible says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. When the word of God began to grow in me and began to produce fruits, just the same way, when the sperm enters into the woman, nobody sees it. But after a while, she begins to act somehow. Are you getting me? She begins to act somehow. This thing is making her misbehave. Are you with me? Her behavior is changing. Her taste is changing. The same places she will stay and the same smell she will perceive and that she could accommodate, she can no longer accommodate because something is moving inside her. See, let me tell you something. When the word of God begins to move inside you, you will know. Are you with me? It begins to make you... You are somehow... Are you getting me? Like one of the things I want to show you today is the Christian has conquered the devil. Yes, sir. The Christian has conquered the devil. Oh, Jesus. He has conquered the devil. You know, let me tell you something. How did I start casting out demons? I was in a service and the man of God came to preach. The man of God came to preach. It was a Tuesday midweek service, what we call communion service. Then, many years ago. And in the service, he opened two scriptures. He opened Jude chapter 1 verse 6. The Bible says, and the angels which kept not their first estates has he reserved in chains under everlasting darkness. And the angels which kept not their first estate has he reserved in chains under everlasting darkness. He said, listen, the demons you are dealing with, they are in chains. That was his revelation. Now, there are many reasons why you may agree or disagree, but that was what he preached. Are you getting me? He said, the angels which kept not their first exit, but left their own habitation, he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness. He said, how can you be a captive to a captive? Aye. How can you be a prisoner of a prisoner? Ah, yeah. Listen, that word entered me. Oh, God. Then he opened another one, Ephesians 4. from verse 7 to 8, it says, when he ascended, he led captivity captive. Oh, Jesus. But unto every one of us, giving grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I think verse 8. It says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, when Christ ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Oh, God. You see, let me tell you, this is the reason why people struggle to shout even the glory. Because many times, they are hearing it and it's passing them. It has not really, this is why we have to pray. That's why Paul was praying that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. He said, they led captivity captive. Do you know what I did? The message touched me so much. I went to the bookstore, those days of tape, where you put your Bible inside and be turning it. I went to the bookstore and bought the cassette and put it in my tape player at home. I listened to it the first time. I listened to it the second time. I listened to it the third time. I listened to it the fourth time. I listened to it the fifth time. I slept up and woke up again. I listened to it the sixth time. The seventh time. By morning, I knew I was sent from heaven. He that is from above is above all. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Let me tell you what happened. Remember, the Bible says the entrance of his word giveth light. I went to school. So my schoolmates, even my brother, they can testify what happened. I went to school. I was in secondary school. Listen, from the gate, as I entered, a girl saw me and fell. Like, just from the gate. From the gate. From the gate. I had not said, receive. No, no, no. Nothing like, you know what is happening? The Bible says Moses spent time with God on the mountain, and when he came down, his face was shining and he did not know. Are you getting me? The entrance of thy word, it giveth light. It giveth light. From the gate. This lady saw me and dropped on the floor. I said, what is going on? And the demon inside started shouting. Ah! Ah! So I thought maybe that was just, I cannot just attribute that to me. So although I knew what was going on. So I went to the assembly ground and they said, it's time for national anthem. I cannot forget. What's that his name? Our creative art teacher, Uncle Blaze. Uncle Blaze said, go and take the national anthem. I climbed the stage. As I stood on the stage to take the anthem, the girl that was standing by the side, bah! Started shouting. My principal called me to the office and said, what is going on? What is going on? What is going on? What are you doing in this school? Then our chaplain, Mr. Pastor Emmanuel Wantoku, ran to the office and said, hey, all the demons have been telling people about that in this school. Go. What was happening? It was called the revelation of light. People used to be at immersion camp now. Remember last immersion camp? They would carry human beings like caskets. Because that light, when it dominates you, when it enters into your spirit, it's like a code. Are you with me? Yes, it's like a code that has been programmed into your spirit. The entrance of his word. Can you pray in the spirit 1 minute? If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Jesus. Shaka branda kapala tosketelia. Endegebelege sheketelia. Sumfrekete ketete peleketelia. In the name of Jesus. Let me teach you something. I'm teaching like this because, before I say what I want to say, I'm teaching like this because I'm picking something in the spirits. I don't know when next I will have this opportunity. So I will do it. I will teach. If you want to pray and stir up the power of God, there is a way to pray. Let me give you an idea. Remember Samson in the Bible? When Samson wanted to stir up the power What did he say? He said, I will stand up and shake myself as other times. See, in the realm of the spirit, God has put power on the inside, though. Even your attitude to that power will determine how much of the power will come out. Just the same way there is potential energy and there is kinetic energy. For instance, your generator. What is happening? There is potential energy inside the generator, but there must be a kickstarter to turn the nozzles and turn those engines inside. By the time you can shake what is inside, the generator will start moving and then move on its own. You want to stir up power. There is a way to pray. If you want to pray, if you pray in tongues and you pray, it may take 5 years to stir up power. Are you getting what I'm saying? You want to change. When you want to change something, you want to really, really cause a change. There's a way it's done. Let me show you. When I start it, prayer power will just stir up in this place. Even your posture. Because you want to change something. Ah, Jesus. Rikapata kamanda rapata. Kapala tapaya. Ronde gepelete. Jeketelia kapai. Runte ketetelia. Assemble te kepa. Lende kepelete. Jardam balate. Rute kete. 2025, you must answer to me. Leke peletelia. Ronde gepe. Asomala paleto koria. Ashada balate kete. Rode gebele kete. Rode gebele pai. Ronde gebele te. Asambre de gebobosa. Shede gebele te telia. I command all doors to be opened. Hey! Asabala kate telia. I bring forth my children. I bring forth my healing. I bring forth my deliverance. I bring forth my freedom. Akapala gabala teketete lekete peleketelia jembrekete embroteke papo popo likopo yeah asune manamai alekoperekete shende de belete runde gede bakasite eliembro tuku filiate shele matakapai. My spirit open up. My spirit open up. My spirit open up. Open up to possibilities. New people, bring forth your children. Bring forth great things. Bring forth your kings. Bring forth signs and wonders. Yeah. It's time for change. Jesus. 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 Ekepalia kasute. Jesus. Jesus. Ataka pala kapalia. Rende gede debelega shekete. Rende gede debelega sheketelia. Zika bada gabala kabada desa. Lika bada dabalaga sheketelia. There is a sound of abundance of rain. There is a sound of abundance of rain. The rain is about to come. 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 The rain is about to come.
Let the rain fall on your people, oh God. Let the rain fall on your people, oh God. Let the rain of the Spirit, the rain of healing, the rain of refreshing, the rain of progress. Hey, the rain of the Spirit, Jesus.
Number two, you must put the word of God on your mouth. Because prayer is like loading a gun. Confession is like pulling the trigger. Prayer is like loading a gun, but confession is like releasing the trigger. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua 1 verse 8. The Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate." Hey. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way." You will make thy way. Ha. You will make your way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. So now, you must go back to putting the word of God on your lips. That's why anything we will say, I'll tell you, say after me, shout glory. You know what we are trying to do? We are trying to train you. Let the word of God enter your spirit. Let the word of God enter. You see, when the word of God has cooked in your spirit and you stir it up with prayer fire, it's like gunpowder, an explosion happens. And let me tell you where the explosion will happen first. It will happen first in your spirit. You can feel the word of God rising from your spirit. There is something God wants us to lay hold of. I mean, all of you, you know what I'm talking about. You have been feeling this thing. You have been feeling it. It's like it has been rising. God is telling you, your time has come. Oh my God, I thought you would say my time has come. God is showing you your time. This is your time. This is a prophetic window, an opportunity. Don't be distracted now. Oh yes, I was going to talk about the transition, but we're out of time. A prophetic window has opened. There are some of you, oh God, you will see. Even this church has come into that new prophetic window. Wherever you have been slow, you receive speed. Wherever you have been slow, you receive speed. So you have to go back, get the word of God. See, go back to scriptures like Psalm 18. "For by thee I have run through a troop. And by my God, I've leaped over a wall." You go back and stay with it again. "For by day I've run through a troop. And by my God, I've leaped over a wall." Oh, the ones that want to get married, go back to Isaiah 36. Stretch ye out of the book and read. "None of these shall fail. None of them shall lack her mates. So I will not lack my mates. The one that God has prepared for me, I will not lack my mates." Are you with me? Find those scriptures, Isaiah 18. "For by day I've run through a troop, and by my God, I've leaped over a wall." I've run through a troop, and by my God, I've leaped over a wall. So you sit down. Go back to the word, sit down. Look at it. "For by thee, I have run through a troop." Psalm 18. You go back and stay with scriptures from verse 28 to verse 34. He says, "For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord will enlighten my darkness." And now, because you are meditating on it, you will not put it in the future. You will say, "The Lord has enlightened me out of darkness. He has enlightened me out of darkness." Are you getting this? "For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God has enlightened me out of darkness." Now, look at verse 29. This one, you must read it and shout. "For by thee I have run through a troop. And by my God I have leaped over a wall." By my God I have leaped over a wall.
I want to announce to somebody. Maybe you are hearing me and you feel trapped. It's like you. I know that I'm talking to that person here. You are listening to what I'm saying. You feel like you are trapped in somewhere. You're like, I'm trying to come out, but somehow there are some invisible walls holding me down. There are some invisible barriers that just seem to keep me around. I want to come out, but something is holding me down like a wall. But he said, for by day I have run through a troop. And by my God, I have leaped over. By my God, I have leaped over. Can you say to me, I have leaped over? You have leaped over. You have leaped over. You have leaped over. So whenever that feeling of being trapped wants to come on you again, go back, go back. Thou shalt meditate on the word day and night. When your feelings don't look like it, thou shalt meditate. For by day I've run through a troop. And by my God, I've leaped over a wall. For by day, are you getting me? Let me tell you, one word from God can change your life. One word. One. He says the entrance of his word. Only this verse. You can stay on it every day. For by day I've run through a troop. And by my God, I've leaped over a wall. Oh, for by day I've run through a troop. I've leaped over a wall. Then you can jump to verse 32. I like this psalm. Hey, God. Verse 32. It is God that gathereth me with strength. Hey. And maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And setteth me upon my high places. Hey. Hey. Can you say to me? He has made my feet like hinds' feet. He has set me upon my high places. He has set me upon my high places. He has set me upon my high places. My feet are like the feet of the hinds. He has set me upon my high places. You open your eyes. Everything around you does not look like it. You close them again and stay with the word. Thou shalt meditate. So after a while, you pray in tongues. Let your spirit man be opened. Then you declare again. You shoot the tree. Are you with me? I'm talking like this. Some of you are wondering, why is this pastor preaching like he's fighting? Because I'm fighting. I'm fighting for your future. Ah, no, God has shown me. God has shown me there is a new season coming. So I came to prepare you. I came to make sure you are ready to seize it. Ah. Don't forget, this is the year of divine what? Divine what? Emergence. By all means, you must emerge. Tell your neighbor, you must emerge. You must emerge. Thank you, Lord. Even for me, the Lord has signified, son, your time has come. Your time has come. Ah, he said, your time has come. A minister came to see me in Abuja. He said, man of God, do you know that God has amplified your voice? I said, he said, you don't know what people are saying about you. Your voice has gone higher. I said, I know. It's our time. Tell your neighbor, it's our time. So right now, you know what we're doing? We are cooking. We are cooking. Remember yesterday, the kingdom of God is like a seed sown in the ground. You don't know how it's going to happen, but keep on sowing the seed. After a while, the blade will come out first. So we are preparing. Let me tell you, Jesus. When some things begin to happen, people will tell you that your pastor used jazz. I'm telling you what I'm using now, so that when they tell you, you remember. Are you with me? Father, we give you praise. Can you say to me, I believe in the word of God. I believe in the word of God. I believe in the word of God. The final thing for tonight that you must put in place. I will talk about this in 5 minutes and we close. Amen. What's the final thing? You must ensure that your heart is forever for Christ and his gospel. That
Christ will be your priority. Listen, this emergence and this change of story that we are going to have experience, all the great things that is going to happen in your life, is not just for the sake of your own enjoyment and your enjoyment only. See, it is because God has a work to be done in the nations of the earth. There are many souls that must be saved. The devil must not have ground when we are here. No. There are many lives that must be changed. There are many that must get born again and receive the saving work of Jesus Christ. You must not lose that focus. Are you with me? This is very important. Are you getting me? Say after me, Lord, your work will forever be my priority. Your heart must be set on Christ, the prophetic purpose of Christ. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, talking about God, verse 3, he says, for God who we have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want to ask you, how much is your life going to contribute to the spread of the gospel? Now we are praying, how much is your life? After all our change and supernatural open doors, can God count on you? Can God count on you? Say after me, Lord, you will count on me. Can God set you up like Esther and send you to the palace, knowing that through you, his people will be delivered? Are you getting what I'm saying? In that area you are, how many have been touched by Christ because of you? In your community, how many have been touched by Christ because of you? Think about it. Think about it. Make yourself relevant to Christ, to the word of God, to the gospel. And in essence, I'm telling you, take your spiritual life serious. When we are praying, pray. Let fire be set in your spirit for Christ and his work. Don't let the mundane things of this world distract you. God is asking me to ask one of you, why? What is distracting you? What is distracting you? Now is the time. It's time to leave childish things and emerge to your destiny. Jump on your feet.